Let's jump right into it. My dearest friend, my best friend in the whole world is sitting right there, Biggie. Yesterday we were celebrating, at this time, 24 hours ago, he had made it 44 days in a row working without incident. And then he just said to us, this was distressing to me, you just said just a couple of minutes ago before this show began, the reason you don't celebrate things, because yesterday was a day of celebration, and you said, I don't celebrate things because, you know, the next catastrophe is waiting right around the corner.
Right there.
And literally yesterday he left, and while sitting at a stop sign just right outside the radio station here, someone rear-ended him in the back of his
little Jeep.
But luckily, he was just telling us this story, got out and took a look. Of course, he's like, oh, no, look at this. Look what's happened. You got out. You didn't see any damage to the vehicle.
No, I was very lucky. I have a little scratch. Mm-hmm. That's it. Mm-hmm. The other person's car took a little more brunt. You know, you guys call it my girl Jeep, but she is a little S kicker. You know, in the past 2 months, she's hit a possum, hit a deer.
Oh, that's right.
And be rear-ended, and she good.
Was it a low-speed impact, Biggie?
Yeah, very low speed.
So there's no danger of whiplash.
Oh, no, I was immediately fine. Yeah, I didn't have anything. My first thought was, oh, God, like, here we go.
Insurance. Bumper, insurance, all the stuff. By the way, your comment about us calling it a girl Jeep, which we do, it reminded me, you know, one of our Two Guys Named Chris Comedy All-Stars, Tom Simmons, a friend of this program for years, once did a bit on stage about how we call other people, like, the P word when you're saying you're not tough. You're such a puss, you know, you're such a P word. When in reality, the female genitalia is much stronger than the male because that's his words now. The female gives birth. You know, we go, the male, if you flick it, we're like, ah, God. You know, I just got hit right in the wing with a pickleball, 2 weeks ago. And even
you crumpled.
I was down on the ground. You know, if you get just.
Worse than Biggie's Jeep's bumper.
Yeah. So it's like we call it the puss or the girl. Yeah. But really, they're a lot tougher than we are.
And listen. That little Jeep has survived those three things. We have a coworker who hit a deer recently.
In a Tesla.
It's totaled. Gone.
And right. That's supposed to be the big tough.
Yeah, and you guys were all fawning over that one. You're out there air humping that
car. Yeah, I air humped every that time car.
Back doors open. It's like wings.
Did you ever get to ride in that Tesla, Kelly?
No, never.
That was always your dream.
I really wanted to. Once in a while, it would malfunction. You'd walk out, and all the wings would be open, and
the lights flashing, the stereo booming.
I can't tell you the number of mornings I came in, and I'd have to yell, "Your back doors are open."
Yeah, that did. That was an odd Tesla, but now it looks like he's not going to be driving that anymore. He hit one deer, and they totaled it because his everything caved in on it and everything.
Oh yeah,
all messed up. Yeah, I heard.
Yeah, and look, I hit a deer. My Jeep was like, "Move, bitch."
Yeah, you didn't care. You're fine. Your Jeep is just fine. So, all right. So you get rear-ended. You're out of the car. You see no damage.
I was lucky that the person pulled over.
Mm-hmm.
And
You'd think. I would hope.
Listen, nowadays though, I think I would bet it's half and half on driving. And you know, I kind of gave her, and she pulled behind me. And I got out of the car first, which I'm sure when she saw me, she was like, here we go. Big dude in car. Oh, God. Get the insurance.
He's still getting out of that little Jeep.
This is taking a while.
Yeah.
Honey, I'm going to be late. He's still getting out.
It's pouring rain.
Was she by herself and you by yourself?
No, there was another person in the car with her who never really made herself known.
Okay.
She just looked at her phone the whole time and was texting. I'm sure she was texting. Just, you know, so-and-so just rear-ended somebody, will be a while.
Yeah.
And you're thinking because of your stature, this is wrong.
Prejudging.
Without a doubt, prejudging.
Oh, he's going to try to get me for all sorts of injuries and whiplash.
Watch him grab his neck.
He's already limping.
My back hurts.
Oh, my neck. Oh, he's limping.
My neck. My back. I'll do the rest of that one.
and look, anyone going, that's not true. That's immediately true. I would do the same thing.
Yeah.
There's just preconceived notions.
Stereotyping. So it's stereotyping.
I get out. I look at my car. Looks fine. You know, no dents. I see a little scratch that I'm like, I don't even, you know, that doesn't even bother me. So I walk back to her and I said, I don't see any damage.
Perfect.
I said,
what kind of vehicle was this person driving?
SUV, like a Toyota SUV.
And worse for her, you say, than for you. Her bumper was messed up.
Yeah. And she said, you know, she got out later and said, oh, the fenders I, you know, cracked here.
Mm-hmm.
But when she's in the car, she said, well, what do you want to do?
Mm-hmm.
And I said, well, I don't see any damage. Let's just exchange information.
Like a just in case.
Yeah, like a just in case. And she goes, well, you just said you don't see any damage.
And how did you react to that?
I said, well, I'm not an effing idiot. You did just hit me. And in case my bumper falls off on the way home.
You used the F
use that word.
Use the I F did,
word.
Yeah.
I didn't think there's any need for that.
You escalated.
That's an escalation.
Yeah, but she escalated too.
Well, she didn't really. She said you didn't see any damage, you just said.
Yeah, but I think if I hit somebody and they said I want to exchange information, I'd say, that's fair. You said you didn't see any damage.
Well, I think, even still.
She probably thought, well, we're just going to go our merry ways.
Once you said, I don't see any damage, isn't that the end of it?
No, I feel like you could still say, let's exchange info. She said, what do you want to do? I said, well, let's exchange info. Which I think is fair. I agree.
But can't you see her point was, well, what's going to happen in the next, you know, day? There's no more damage that can be done unless you're thinking you're going to be injured in the neck.
Didn't think that. I was more thinking if I drove off and suddenly my bumper's like.
I see what you're saying.
So,
but I think the word. I just don't think you need to use that word. You know, you could have said, well, you should have said is. Still, you did hit me. I think we should just in case exchange information.
I'll give you that. I shouldn't have used the word, okay? I'll throw you that. But it's also a heated situation.
Well, why was it so heated?
Well, I'm annoyed because of what just happened. Who gets hit from behind and goes, oh, great?
Well, nobody goes,
well,
oh,
no,
great.
You're right.
But you can.
Yeah. It's irritating.
I mean, it's irritating, but I mean, if I were you, if you see the bumper, it's like, well, I sure got lucky here. I don't have any damage.
Yeah.
But you could, so I think you could have just said, hey, just in case my bumper falls off on the way home, let's exchange information.
But that is what I did, and her comeback
was. No, what you said was, I'm not an effing idiot, which I think is, as Chris Dem said, an escalation, which you didn't need to
after
do.
After she got
and
a little
also,
attitude-y first.
Well, she said,
what do you want to do? Mm-hmm. I politely said, I think we should exchange information, and she said, well, you said you didn't see any damage. But, that, to me, is the beginning of the escalation. Now, I took it. Above
up,
and beyond.
Further up.
But I feel like the comeback of her was a little attitude-y and a little escalating,
so
too.
So she said it in an attitude-y way.
Yeah, it wasn't like, it was like, well, you said you didn't see any damage. It wasn't just like, you know, it was kind of like, well, what do you need my info for? You said you didn't see any damage.
Mm-hmm.
Now, look, I amped it up with the cursing. I'm going to give you that.
I just think we're so quick to curse these days, you know? Like, Chris Dem and I just saw a video, a news story. This happened a couple of days ago. One of those Waymo vehicles went through a police stop.
Sure.
Like there was this was in Los Angeles. There was a police standoff, I believe, and a Waymo vehicle, which is an automated vehicle, just drove right through it. And the person, of course, there's somebody filming it. So you see the Waymo just go right through there. And the person, and this happens so often, I mean, you're filming this and he's like, what the F? What the F? You know, you keep your cool. You don't have to say that.
You just
record it. You don't have to say all that. Oh, my God. Are you effing kidding me? You know, we have a little bit.
Is it coarse?
It's coarse.
Too coarse for your world?
I feel like we're becoming more and more coarse as a society.
Of course we are.
We are. We just are. Yeah. And I feel like if I were filming something, I wouldn't say, what the F?
You know,
I just feel like.
Even if you saw a car with no driver plow into a police scene.
I don't think I would say anything. I really don't. I don't believe I would say a word. I think first of all, I wouldn't film it. But secondly, if I was filming it, I would get this on camera, and I probably would do a little play-by-play of like, that Waymo is just driving right through that police. I know for a fact I would not go, what the F?
Yeah.
I just don't do that. Plus, I think it's going to be shown later on television, and I'm going to try to keep this above board.
Yeah.
And I don't, look, I know I wouldn't have said, I'm not an effing idiot to this woman. I would have said, well, I'm not going to just leave and let you accuse me later of something. And I would say, and also, you know what she's probably thinking is, all right, let's say a mile down the road, or let's say you're backing into your driveway, you back into a telephone pole. You could say, oh, look what happened, and then you've got her information.
Look, we're putting a lot of trust in both with just exchanging information. But, you know, I will tell you this. It ended fine.
Amicably.
Yeah, because she said, okay. You know, she pulled out a pen and paper, started writing. I said, okay. And she goes, I'm going to take some pictures. And I said,
now that's smart.
And I said, absolutely. Sounds good to me. Take all the pictures you want of my car.
Then you know. Can't later do that. You
exactly,
can't come back later and
so that's what I mean. I felt like, and that was pretty much it. I said, all right, I'm good to go if you are. And she said, okay.
You want a selfie? I work at a radio station.
I work right there.
Yeah.
Right here at this radio.
Yeah.
That The first time anybody ever took a picture of my car, well, I had a bump up. This is 1995, and got hit, you know, from behind or whatever. And the cop said, "I'm gonna take a picture." I said, "You gonna take a picture?"
Idiot, move.
This is.
Like, do you want me to pose on the hood?
What are you, a blanking idiot? Move.
Thank God you're okay. That's the biggest.
Oh, yeah, I was
fine. Thank God you're okay.
Yeah.
But we should celebrate more. You are like, this is why I don't celebrate. We should. The victories are so few and so far between. Most days.
We're just in the middle. That's where life is. So I said, somebody said the other day, life is in the middle. Yeah. They're great highs, they're bad lows.
Yeah. Right?
But most of life is in the middle.
But don't you think just in everyday talk, you dwell, like if somebody said to Biggie yesterday, "What happened today?" The first thing you would have said is, "Well, somebody rear-ended me." The negative.
But what some B-word hit me.
Yeah. Bitch hit me.
I said, what do you think?
I'm an effing idiot. This bitch hit me over here.
I had to make phone calls for the pizza place.
And then the other person on the other end of the line would have been, "What the F? Some bitch hit you?" That's right.
Gosh, you got some nerve.
But what we should lead with is, I celebrated 44 days in a row. That's a celebration.
Yeah.
I celebrate that. Because the victories are so few and far between that when we get one, we should really embrace it. You know,
no one does that.
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly right. No one does it.
And really, I think if you asked most people since COVID, they probably haven't felt a whole lot of victories.
Exactly. So when you have one, celebrate one. That's all I'm saying. But I don't do it either. I do not do it.
You don't. In fact, you never celebrate victories.
There's a new non-negotiable on the board, folks.
Oh, no.
Let's get the non-negotiable.
This is breaking news.
Celebrate victories.
Yep. I just...
And in fact, you taught me yourself not to celebrate victories.
Where did you learn that? Not from me.
I remember the first time here that we were named best something or another. And I was like, wow, guys.
Oh, yeah.
We were named best blah, 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 and blah, blah, blah.
What did I say?
You literally said to me, "We don't do that here."
You're right.
Yeah, you might want to erase that little.
Yeah,
you're right.
I mean, I learned this from you. Yeah. I learned it from watching you.
I learned it from you.
You're right.
And we don't. And since that time, I've never. That is one of the core. Like,
you're right.
That's a core memory of mine. Is both of you? I don't even know what we were named. We've won. Frankly, we've won a lot of awards. It's been great. The P1s have been wonderful to us. But anytime I bring it up, what are you two? You're doing it right now. You two cringe and go, "We don't celebrate anything like that. We don't.
You're right.
All we do is grind and we work. We don't. Our wall, if we actually celebrated, we would look like we could have a trophy room." But you two are like, "We don't celebrate anything.
And on the rare occasion when we do celebrate, like a December meal, a holiday meal, a Christmas meal, it's like a GD funeral. It's the Bataan death march around the table. "What are you having?" "Just steak."
Yeah.
"You want to sell it?" "No, I want to get out of here as quickly as possible."
Yeah. I mean,
"You want dessert?" "No." "Check."
Let's have honest talk here. There's another show in the building. I mean,
they celebrate.
If they win.
They win.
You know,
they
best
celebrate.
Radio,
they win.
If they win best radio show on the block.
Oh, I know.
They're like.
I know.
They celebrate the little victories.
They celebrate the little victories.
Uh-huh. We don't.
You just turned a high-powered mirror on me, my friend. You just did. I'm the one that taught you.
Yeah.
I'm the one that taught you not to celebrate.